93.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Jackson Dean, Heaven to Betsy. Good morning. I'm Joe Kelly. Jana's off again today. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It's Good News Wednesday. We'll share your good news at 7:20. Get us your good news this morning, 609-383-1073, or hit the Message Us button on the CAC Entry 107.3 app. Tell us the good things happening in your life. Besides that, today is Baby Back Rib Day. It's also Bowling League Day. Two things you shouldn't do together, bowl and eat baby back ribs. Not at the same time, anyway. Today's also something called Telephone Tuesday. Have you ever heard of this? I have not. It says here Telephone Tuesday is the name for the Tuesday following the Labor Day weekend, the day that usually sees a significant increase in phone calls to businesses and organizations. The surge in call volume attributed to people returning from the long weekend, the start of the school year, and the approaching holiday season, prompting individuals to finally tackle to-do lists and schedule appointments or make purchases. So, good morning. I'm Joe Kelly. Here are three things you need to know this morning. A Pennsylvania man has pleaded guilty to videotaping a 15-year-old girl as she was taking a shower in a rental home in Beach Haven in July of 2023. Beach Haven police say 44-year-old David Lyons of Glenside, Pennsylvania, not only shot video of the young teen taking a shower at his Beach Haven rental property, but he was also caught with numerous electronic devices that let him record at least two other people dressing in that Beach Haven rental home and in the bathroom of his Pennsylvania home as well. Lyons is due to be sentenced in November. A couple from Marlton killed Monday night when the car they were in collided head-on with a pickup truck on Route 206. Their car flipped upside down in a lake in Chemung. The couple is identified as John and Teresa Hawley, both 66 years of age. The driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries. Police are still investigating the crash. And what's up with the loud planes flying at night? Well, that, my friends, is the sound of freedom. Our friends at the 177th Fighter Wing at Atlantic City International Airport report they'll be doing some night flying exercises over the next few nights, beginning tonight, also next week. South Jersey weather, a mix of sun and clouds today, high of 77. We're Joe and Jana. Actually, we're just Joe today. Jana is off. That means I have your fangirl update. Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany recently have been renovating their beach getaway in the Abacus Islands, Bahamas, a property they bought last year. Brittany shared a tour of the home on Instagram. The couple jokes that renovations are currently on island time, meaning they've got a lot slower pace going on for construction in the Bahamas. And country superstar Carrie Underwood is up to her elbows in moose meat. She's been busy in the kitchen transforming leftover moose meat into some hearty stews. Who doesn't have moose meat in the freezer? Underwood shared her culinary adventures on Instagram, showcasing various canned stews, including a rather unique Mongolian flavor moose stew intended to be served over rice. And that's your fangirl update. Hey, time is flying by. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Sure could use a little good news today.
It's Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about and share your good news. What wonderful things are happening to you? 609-383-1073, the number to call, or hit the Message Us button on the CAC Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana again today, it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our good friends at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgestone Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. Kevin lives in Egg Harbor Township, and he sent us the joke we're going to use this morning. Thank you, Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, from Kevin, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Man walks into a shoe store and tries on a pair of shoes. How do they feel? Asked the clerk. Well, they're a bit tight, says the man. The worker then promptly bends down and has a look at the shoes on the man's feet. Try pulling the tongue out, says the clerk. The man replies, well, they still feel a little bit tight. Shoes tongue, not your tongue. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. You know what that means. Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073. We're at the Message Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll share your good news coming up at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Dumb, it was really dumb.
This morning we go to Texas, where everything is bigger, including the dummies. Man has been charged with murder following the death of his good friend, shot during a drinking game. Sean O'Donnell was arrested after Aaron Prout was found with a gunshot wound at a property. The men allegedly took turns shooting each other with a rifle while wearing Kevlar vests and drinking alcohol. Pitchery 107.3, mornings with Joe and John. Another gorgeous day for South Jersey. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds here and there. Temperatures very, very mild in the mid-70s. Are you keeping the air? Good morning. I'm Joe Kelly here. Morning. A Pennsylvania man has pleaded guilty to videotaping a 15-year-old girl as she showered in a rental home in Beach Haven back in July of 2023. Beach Haven police say 44-year-old David Lyons of Glenside, Pennsylvania, not only shot video of the young teen taking a shower at his Beach Haven rental property, but he was also caught with numerous electronic devices that let him record at least two other people dressing in the Beach Haven rental home and in the bathroom of his Pennsylvania home as well. Lyons is due to be sentenced in November. After a summer that started slowly, Jersey Shore businesses report a strong finish to the season. Cape May tourism officials say early indicators show this year's revenue looks comparable to last year. Local officials say the season was generally successful, despite Canadian tourism being down by 30%. And what's with the loud planes flying at night? Well, that's the sounds of freedom. Our friends at the 177th Fighter Wing at Atlantic City International Airport say they'll be doing some night flying exercises beginning tonight, continuing for the next few nights, also several days next week. South Jersey weather, a mix of sun and clouds today. High of 77. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Without Jonna this morning, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now. Happy birthday to Miranda Atchison. Marie Baker is 70. Matthew Kreiser of Dorothy is 43. Happy birthday to Nancy Sunny of Egg Harbor Township. Terry Correa of Brick has a birthday today. Lisa Miles is 54. Lisa is from Vineland. John Travis of Hamilton celebrates today. And Lynn from Galloway is 52. Happy birthday, Lynn. That's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Lisa Miles of Vineland. Lisa is 53. Mornings with Joe and Jonna without Jonna this morning. But we're going to forge forward with Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news.
So what are the good things happening in your world, in your life? 609-383-1073 is the number to call. Or you can hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app to share your good news. We have a couple pieces of good news in. Marie from Summers Point. My daughter just got her driver's license yesterday. No, she didn't hit a single thing on the way home. Watch out, world. She's on the road. All right. Congratulations. Michelle from Mays Landing. Our rescue pup, Josie. I like that, Josie. A rescue pup, Josie, just graduated puppy training. Couldn't be prouder of our little
Joe and Jonna without Jonna this morning.
Morning trivia coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Up for grabs, we got more tickets to this weekend's Atlantic City in water Power Boat Show happening at Farley State Marina next to the Golden Nugget in Atlantic City. So you can win your four tickets coming up on trivia in a few minutes. In the meantime, it's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We want to hear about and share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some more just in on our app. Danny says today's Carter's first day of fifth grade. Yay. I don't even remember fifth grade. What did we do in fifth grade? We started getting out of control in fifth grade, I think. Stephen Millville, big win yesterday. Our garden's first tomato finally ripened. Fresh Jersey produce from our own backyard. You know, our tomatoes have been slow to ripen this year, too. It seems like we should have been enjoying Jersey tomatoes for several weeks now, and I haven't seen them that much. Some places have them, but they're not there yet. Karen from Avalon. Oh, this is cool. Sea turtle sighting on the beach in Avalon this morning. What a magical way to start the day. Karen says, don't worry, we kept our distance on the roads. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today. This is a fun one. Four tickets to this week's Atlantic City In Water Power Boat Show. It's happening at Farley State Marina. That's right next to Golden Nugget, Atlantic City. The show's happening Thursday through Sunday. It's always fun. Atlantic City In Water Power Boat Show. Tomorrow through Sunday. We got four tickets if you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. More Americans live in the United States of America than any other country. Duh. But what country has the second most amount of Americans living there? More Americans live in the United States than any other country. But what country has the most American citizens living there besides the United States? 609-383-1073. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana is off this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Morning trivia is on the air. At stake, we've got four tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Power Boat Show. Having at Farley State Marina, that's right next to Golden Nugget in Atlantic City. Here's the question. More Americans live in the United States than any other country. Well, duh. But what country has the second most Americans living there? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Yes, is it England?
No, it's not England. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
England or the United Kingdom.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Canada.
Canada is not it. Thank you. So two down, 500 to go. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
China.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Canada?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it France?
No, it's not. Thank you. Oh, I thought we'd get a winner right away. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
United Kingdom.
Nope. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What do you got?
Mexico.
Mexico is right. You're a winner.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Christine.
Christine, where are you from?
Corbin City.
We've got four tickets to the... Want to try something interesting when the kids come home from school this afternoon? Whip out an old analog clock and ask them to tell you what time it is. Apparently, it's not a thing anymore. Looking at a clock and being able to tell time. A survey asks, when you look at an analog clock, how quickly can you tell the time? Those 65 and older... 95% said, well, right away, instantly. Those 45 to 64, 83% said right away. But listen to this. 30 to 44-year-olds, when presented with an analog clock, only half of them said, oh, I can tell what time it is right away, without having to stop and figure it out. And here's the real bad one. Those aged 18 to 29, when presented with an analog clock, only 43% said they could tell what time it is right away. Yeah, you're going to buy a house and cars and all that, but what are you going to do with the rest of the money? The billion that you'll have left over. Well, we have some ideas on our website, catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here in South Jersey, you can pay for 50,000 lifeguards for the summer. You could buy your 166 million friends each a Core Brothers ice cream cone. You yourself can take 83 million trips on the Cape May Lewis Ferry. Hey, you could pay to rebuild all the South Jersey beaches damaged by Hurricane Erin. Big beach replenishment projects, all funded by you. You can open up all the beaches for free, pay for 33 million beach tags. How about you could build 100 giant Ferris wheels up and down the Jersey Shore? Good morning, I'm Joe. Three things you need to know this morning. A Pennsylvania man has pleaded guilty to videotaping a 15-year-old girl as she was taking a shower in a rental home in Beach Haven in July of 2023. Beach Haven police say 44-year-old David Lyons of Glenside, Pennsylvania, not only shot video of the young teen taking a shower at his Beach Haven rental property, but he was also caught with numerous electronic devices that let him record at least two other people dressing in that Beach Haven rental home and in the bathroom of his Pennsylvania home as well. Lyons is due to be sentenced in November. A couple from Marlton killed Monday night when the car they were in collided head-on with a pickup truck on Route 206. Their car flipped upside down in a lake in Chemung. The couple is identified as John and Teresa Hawley, both 66 years of age. The driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries. Police are still investigating the crash. And what's up with the loud planes flying at night? Well, that, my friends, is the sound of freedom. Our friends at the 177th Fighter Wing at Atlantic City International Airport report they'll be doing some night flying exercises over the next few nights, beginning tonight, also next week. South Jersey weather, a mix of sun and clouds today. High of 77. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana without Jana this morning. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, I had my husband sign a prenuptial agreement, so if we ever get divorced, I get custody of the couch. Number two, when Batman doesn't show up at church, it's called a Christian bail. It's actually kind of funny. Number three, running from my problems is my only form of exercise. Four, you should be able to twist the bottom of a Pringles container to bring the Pringles to the top. You know, like chapstick. That would work. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Any dinner can be a murder mystery dinner if you plan accordingly. It's Cat. In the meantime, it's time for our weekly Animal Kingdom update. In Europe, parts of Europe, there live some female frogs that fake their own deaths. Female frogs that fake their own deaths to avoid males during mating season. So, guys, I know you've been on bad dates before, but probably never pretend I'm dead date.